All right, so people had kind of, I think, in the general public and maybe even the federal government had forgotten about TARP. It seems almost like an artifact, but it's very much alive, and what's the latest with it?
I think you just hit the nail right on the head. I think there's this misconception that TARP is over, that taxpayers made a profit on it, and TARP is very active. We'll be in it for a number of years. So as taxpayers, we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, right now, we as taxpayers are owed $118.5 billion. We're not going to get all of that back. Treasury's already written off $14 billion in losses. And the real reason why it's important to raise awareness about this, and I'm very glad that you're covering this morning, is that you're exactly right. Many people have forgotten about TARP, thinking that it's done. And it's certainly true that the biggest banks have paid back the money and there's improved financial stability since 2008. But as taxpayers, we cannot let that lead to complacency.
So when you got into the job as special IG, what was the first thing you did and what did you find that looked like it needed some attention?
Well, the interesting thing is I have been here at SIGTAR for almost 3 years, so I'm just the newly appointed Special Inspector General, but I have a great sense for what is left in TARP, which is a whole lot, and that we're going to be in TARP for a number of years. But the first thing I wanted to let people know is this bigger picture issue, this idea, don't forget about it, because it is true that TARP and other government responses to the financial crisis may have prevented immediate collapse to our financial system, but the fact of the matter is that was that trade-off was profound long-term consequences. And so as we look at where we're at now, the big banks are bigger than ever. They're making risky loans. We're seeing that executive compensation is up. But really the time for regulators to act is now when we're not in a crisis in order to protect all of us taxpayers. And so regulators need to come up for these rules for these large institutions, the same ones we bailed out in the past, so that we don't end up in the same place with another potential bailout. So I've been looking at this big picture issue of where we're at and making sure that at SIGTARP we stand out and protect all of us taxpayers.
We're speaking with Christy Romero, the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. And you just submitted a quarterly report to Congress that is about 300 or more pages long. I can't promise that I read all the pages, but I did note that you said something interesting. You said that TARP has perhaps increased moral hazard. Can you go into that? What do you mean by moral hazard?
Absolutely, and I appreciate you bringing this up because this is important. So what moral hazard is when risk takers are insulated from their risk because someone eventually bails them out. So absolutely with TARP, what we're going to have is when we give banks money when they've gotten in trouble, one of the long-term consequences of that is this idea of moral hazard, that they'll keep taking risky moves because the thought is that they won't have to pay for those moves later, that they'll be bailed out in the future. And it's very interesting because we've been talking here at SIGTARP about the concern about moral hazard. And there was just a working paper that came out from the Federal Reserve that actually said, yes, those big banks that got the TARP funds, they made risky loans after they got the TARP funds, and they're still making those risky loans. And that is, of course, a very serious concern because it was the risk-taking by these banks and executive compensation that was tied to that risk-taking. In other words, they got rewarded for the risk-taking that they took. That was all part of the causes of the financial crisis.
So now, I mean, this program is, what, 5 years old at this point. Now, what are the most important things that agencies, particularly the Treasury Department, can do to counter this idea of moral hazard?
Well, you know, there is a lot that Treasury and the regulators can do. And one of the things that we heard as to why they had to have a bailout in the first place was because they didn't have authority to wind down these big institutions. They didn't have any authority to go in when these institutions were so systemically interconnected with each other that if they fell, they would take the entire financial system down. So now the Dodd-Frank Act gives them all kinds of authorities, but it takes 400 rules to implement the Dodd-Frank Act. And the Dodd-Frank Act has been around for more than a year, and still all those rules are not implemented. And we still don't know what are they going to do with these large institutions that they call systemically important financial institutions. These are banks with $50 billion or more in assets. These are the very types of companies that we had to bail out before. So regulators like Treasury and the banking regulators, they've got to establish standards. How much risk can these banks take? How much liquidity do they have to have? How big can they be? How interconnected can they can they be? The regulators have a lot of power in this area to come up with the rules that limit that risky behavior, and that's what we're looking to see.
And I'd like to look at the TARP program as a program. It had a big head, and now it's got a really long tail. And how does agency management, when, say, the secretary has moved on to other things in his mind and, you know, psychically, he just doesn't have the energy now to give to TARP as in the heady days when it was being transitioned from one administration to the other. How can agencies make sure that the really hard work, which takes place in the tail where we're at now, gets the attention and it needs when a lot of people have forgotten about it?
Well, that's a very, very important point. And so we're trying to raise awareness, and people like you who get the message out to all of our neighbors and all of us as taxpayers, everyone should continue to talk to their members of Congress, continue to talk about it publicly so that people don't forget it. Because when there's pressure that's coming from press, and when there's pressure that's coming from Congress, and when there's pressure that comes from all of us taxpayers who are all shouldering this burden, that keeps the pressure on Treasury and the regulators to keep working. And SIGTARP's here. We're going to keep shouting from the rooftops. Don't forget about TARP. Keep paying attention. Let me tell you, we own 70% of AIG. And I remember that people were outraged when we owned 80% of AIG. Well, we own 70% of AIG. We own 32% of General Motors. We own 74% of Ally Financial, which used to be GMAC. And half the banks that got TARP money are still in TARP. So it's very, very important when you talk about that long tail that a lot of work has to be done. And keeping awareness up and keeping everyone, all of us taxpayers, eye on the ball so that we make sure in the end we don't end up in a situation like this again with another bailout, and also that we get as much money back as we can.
So your office has made, and just briefly, we don't have a lot of time, but your office has made about 100 recommendations for how the government, particularly the Treasury Department, can tackle these issues. And you point out in your report that Treasury really hasn't implemented or has failed to fully implement most of them. So now that you are confirmed as the Inspector General, do you think that your recommendations will carry any more weight, or do you have a new strategy for actually making sure that agencies follow through with them?
Well, I'm going to keep pushing them, and I think we all should keep pushing them. And I would recommend that all of the listeners who are listening today, if this is something that gets you riled up, that you should reach out to your congressman, and we'll put pressure on that way. But let me tell you the other thing that SIGTARP does, which we haven't talked about. SIGTARP's a criminal law enforcement agency. So we actually have federal agents, we have attorneys, we have forensic analysts, and we've actually brought criminal charges against, at this point, 82 individuals, 52 of which have been convicted, and a lot of these are going to prison. So when we make recommendations, those recommendations are not just to improve TARP, but they're to prevent against fraud, waste, and abuse. And that's very, very important. So whatever, you know, we spend a lot of time looking at these recommendations before we make them, really looking at all of our experience and trying to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. So whatever reason Treasury has for not fully implementing all of them is just not going to be good enough.